you. Well, it's good to be here, and it's our former congressman is here. I was concerned, Rich. I was hoping to be welcomed by the former congressman this morning, but he was nowhere to be seen. But anyways, Rich, really appreciate you and appreciate all the other faces that we've gotten to know over the past couple years. And Bob and Carol over here, very much a part of helping in the ministry as well. Well, you're in for a treat, and I don't want to take a lot of time away. We're going to have some of these young people are just sitting on the edge wanting to share their testimonies and share what God has done in their lives. But before they come up, I just want to remind those of you who weren't here the last time we were here. We're from Ashland, Ohio. Our ministry is out of Savannah. And we're just going into our 11th year of ministry. And hopefully we'll have some time to let you know what God has done in this ministry in the past 10 years. And we've contacted either physically or through mail in some way or form or another at least 20 to 25,000 Amish people. And we've seen many, many salvations. And so with that out of the way, I would like for Eli to come up here. Eli, why don't you come on up? And we have a mic here. Eli, Rich knows Eli, I said, you know, Eli, you really connected with these guys, and I think they'd like to just hear a little bit what's going on. So,
I come from an older Mennonite. They're like called the horse and buggy Mennonite. They have electricity and phones, unlike the Amish, but they still worship in German songs and German preaching, so it's close, similar to the Amish. And when I was 19, I was really struggling with Amish culture. I knew that there was something more to life than just living a simple, plain life, because nowhere in the Bible did it say that you have to dress a certain way and do certain things to get to heaven, and I was confused to know why we had to live a certain way in order to get to heaven. And when I was 18 years old, I asked Jesus to come into my heart, but I never accepted the gift. I just thought I did because I was like, I thought all you had to do was work hard to get to heaven and do your best, and that'll bring you to salvation. Well, that wasn't exactly the case, because I learned later that salvation is, like it says in Ephesians 2, verse 8, through faith we're saved by grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, not by ourselves, it's a gift from God. And once I realized that, I recognized that the only way to heaven is through salvation, through being saved through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not only asking Him into our heart, but also accepting that gift of salvation and eternal life. Well, to get back to my story, I was the last couple of years from 18 to 20 or 21, I went through a lot of depression and ended up in different hospitals and stuff because I was so depressed. I didn't know what was wrong. I always thought that there had to be another way out. And in January of this year, I finally got the nerve to leave the Mennonite culture behind, and I moved to a local town in Mansfield and got an apartment there. It was about 6 months later that I was really down. I had just got home back from a visit from home, and I knew I couldn't go back, but yet I couldn't move on because I didn't have any spiritual support. I was falling behind spiritually because I didn't go to any church. And then one day I was on YouTube watching some Amish videos, and this one video where Chok Haim presented his ministry, well, not his ministry, but the Amish culture, kind of how it works. And after the video, there was this phone number on there. And I was like, I don't know if I wanted to call it because I thought it'd probably be halfway across the United States. So I called it, and then it was right here in Savannah, like close by here. And
amen.
There, is where Matt ministers, where I got a lot of support the last couple months. And it was like, I think the week after I met the ministry, I was on the way, Chokan picked me up from my home and was going the way to the ministry to help volunteer there. And I started asking questions about salvation and why you had to do a certain way of lifestyle in order to get to heaven. And he explained that you can't work yourself to heaven. The only way is to accept that gift of eternal life. And we stopped beside the road, and I asked Jesus to come into my heart, and I knew from that moment on that I was going to go to heaven without a doubt. And from then on, it was a struggle to get rid of the culture or the religion, Mennonite religion, and to recognize that work is not going to get us to heaven. So that is where I come from, and it's been a long journey since I've been saved, a hard one I should say, but with each day there's more victory. And I just want to challenge everybody in here that if you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your Savior, you will not see Him in eternal life, because that's the only way to heaven. Amen. And I just want to encourage everybody that has accepted Him to stay strong, and so we can all meet together in heaven someday.
Amen. Very good, Stephen. I'd like to bring this out. How much is peace worth to you? How much would you pay for peace? I'm talking about peace that passes all understanding. How much would you give for that? Stephen didn't bring this out, but the Mennonite church paid over $100,000 to try to get peace for Stephen. Over $100,000. And when he came to the ministry, I said, I'll tell you where you can get that peace. It's free. Doesn't even cost a dollar. It's Jesus Christ. And that morning when he placed his faith in Christ, we went on to the ministry. And we had a young girl living there or helping us from, she was there from Kentucky, and she was very hard. And she was just like, she was one of these girls that said, don't talk to me about Jesus. I'm not ready for it, which is very common. But when Stephen walked in there that morning and he started telling everybody, I got saved, I got saved. Little Rachel listened. 3 days later, she couldn't stand it anymore. She wanted to know what Stephen had. And she was at home. She had worked at the ministry that day and heard Stephen talking about it all day long again. She called her closest friend, her most trusted friend, called him up and said, David, I want to know how I can go to heaven. And David said, well, isn't it interesting? I just happened to be in your area just a couple miles down the road. I was shoeing horses, but I'm on my way home. And I just happened to take my Bible with me this morning. I didn't know why, but now I do. I'll be there in a couple minutes. Rachel got saved that night. And she went back to the Amish now. But I'll tell you what, that's what happens when God's people get excited. Verna, come on up here. Verna also came this year. And she has quite a testimony to share.
Hi. I grew up in an Amish home. I grew up in an alcoholic family. My dad was an alcoholic. And he was into drugs, and to this day, he's still into drugs and drinking. And I'm the oldest of seven kids. I grew up in Holmes County, Ohio, and 8 months ago, I left the Amish. I just couldn't put up with all the rules anymore and everything. I was just like, I was so sick and tired of everything. And I've been in and out of the hospital since I'm 13 years old. And 8 months ago, I was going to commit suicide again, and that would have been my fifth time. And anyway, I left. It was on February 22nd of this year when we had all that snow. I left the Amish and was arrested that night because after wanting to commit suicide. And I spent the next 2 weeks in the hospital. While I was there, I had no clue what I was going to do. And she was my very good friend at the time. And anyway, she gave me the number for Joe Keim. And while I was in that hospital, over the next 2 weeks, I talked with Joe off and on. And remember, for the past 3 years before that, I didn't believe there was a God. I wanted nothing to do with God. I didn't believe that if there was a God, why would he let me grow up in the family that I used to be? Why did he let me go through all this pain and hurt? I mean, if there was a God, why didn't he show it to me? I just thought he was so harsh. I mean, he was angry. And I thought he was just like my dad, that he was going to be angry, yell at me all the time. That was my picture of God. And I remember I left on February 22nd, and through the, like I said, the next 2 weeks, talked off and on with Joe. And it was on a Thursday night, I moved out to Joe's brother, Johnny Miriam Keim. And remember, I wanted nothing to do with God. And I went to prayer meeting Sunday I went to church. And I remember I went to Bible study, but I just had no interest in it. Tuesday night, I was over at Joe's for a prayer meeting, and his daughter, Rachel, she asked me some questions, and I was just like, I don't think so. She asked me, like, where do you think I'm going to go when I die? I mean, am I going to go to heaven? And I was just like, yes. And she was like, no, you're not, because you haven't accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior. I remember all that week I thought about it. Saturday night I said, Rachel, I need you to come over here. So she came over to my house. She explained to me that the gift of salvation, it's a gift you can keep forever, for eternity. Mm-hmm. Because if people give you a gift, it's your gift, and you can keep it. But the gift that God gives is a gift that will give you eternity. And I remember that night, I still remember, I said, you know what, Rachel, this is what I want. Right there on Saturday night, I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. Amen. And the next Sunday morning, I'll never forget it, we were at Psalms 40, and I remember there was nothing clearer to me as that. I mean, I was just like, it just hit me, this is real. This is what I want. And I just encourage everybody out there to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. You're going to have peace. You're just going to be happy. It's going to change your whole life around. And through the last 8 months, I have gotten the chance to go home with my family, visit my family. My parents split up. They're still married, but my dad's no longer Amish either. My mom is still Amish with the other 6 kids. And like I said, my dad's to this day still drinking and doing drugs. He's been doing it since he's 15 years old, and he's 40 years old now. And I get to home to visit my family, and my mom's birthday is this month, and next Friday night, me and my boyfriend, Stephen, are going down to see my family. And I just want to encourage everybody in here to just turn your life over to Christ.
Thank you, Verna. Isn't that awesome? You guys have a couple tears there, and that's God. It's the only thing that can change a person like that. Lydia, come on up here. Some of you know Lydia. You guys have been a part of Lydia's life. And I'm glad that Lydia and her boyfriend here, Noah, who is also Amish, they're here today. So, Lydia, thank you for coming and share a little bit, you know, what we talked about. And
I was raised Amish. I was in an abusive home. I left home when I was 20, and I got with this guy that was really abusive to me. My mom actually called Joe Keim. She found out about the ministry, called Joe Keim, and is like, my daughter really needs help. And I wasn't ready to accept it, but I ended up calling him a couple days later, as he had tried to suffocate me, and I was like, I need help. I don't know where to go. So he goes, well, why don't you come and meet? We can meet. So I remember Saturday nights, we went to meet Joe Keim. I moved in there like the next Wednesday. I was there. They helped me get a job. They helped me get on my feet. And then I met this guy at work, and he ended up being really abusive to me too. So they helped me through that. And he calls up and he's like, I've got this program that I think would be really good. It's called Life Skills. That is the best thing I've ever been through. It helped me grow up to be a person. It helped me accept what I had done and just put that behind me and keep moving on. I've got a 3-year-old daughter now. I thank God every day for her because she's put me through a lot, but I'm very happy for that class. I know some of you participated in helping with the class, so I thank everybody for that. Everybody that has problems, anybody that has problems should take that class. That was the best thing in my life, and I thank God every day for Joe saying something that I think this class would be good for you. We went through some hard times. We went some good times. At the end, it was all good. So, thank you.
Wow. Lydia, thank you so much. Amen. Give these young people a hand. I'm so proud of all of you. You guys did an awesome job.